One of the fiercest debates in education in recent years has turned on whether we should push more students to college or whether we need to improve vocational education. If college graduates earn more money, it seems self-evident that people would be better off taking that option, and higher education would improve America's international competitiveness. But advocates of vocational education say college is not for everyone. But what then is an apprenticeship? What does it involve? Well, joining us now to talk about that are two people who have taken that path in their careers. Tony Humphreys is a member of the Teamsters Local 631, and he works in the trade show industry. Tony, welcome to KNPR. Good to have you here. Explain what it is you do in the convention center.
A little bit of everything. We go in and we build a small city inside a convention center, from carpet on the floors all the way to huge booths, mega booths. It's very challenging, a lot of fun.
So a little bit of everything. I'm tempted to ask, what kind of skill set do you need to be able to do a little bit of everything? But what are the chief skills required to do what you do?
I operate forklifts, condors, scissor lifts. I've got so many certification, thanks to Dan here in the program, that it really the training program really set me up for success out in the industry. There's not a task that they can't say, Tony, we need you to go take care of that, and I can't do it. And that's because of the benefit of the training program. Mm-hmm.
Now, talk a little bit about the apprenticeship. What did you learn in the apprenticeship prior to getting this line of work?
There was an order of things, but first thing we had to do is go in and get like an OSHA class, a lot of construction safety, and then they just ran us through classes, even some management classes.
Management classes. So was it a wide variety of things? I mean, did you get
Absolutely.
Your hands into a lot? Yeah. So with the apprenticeship process, how did you begin to winnow down what you wanted to do or what you were really interested in doing?
You know, I have my favorites, mm-hmm. but as long as I'm working, I'm happy. It's diverse, so you're never doing the same thing. It doesn't become monotonous. And that's a definite benefit of what I do is for a living.
Now, also with us is Logan White. He is a recent graduate of the Sheet Metal Workers Local 88 Training Center. Logan White, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You're a sheet metal worker now at Bombard Mechanical. So what do you do from day to day?
Mainly new installs and renovations of air conditioning, exhaust systems.
So you're kind of a busy guy this time of year?
Yeah.
I'll bet. So the things that you are doing within those positions, What kinds of responsibilities do you have? What do you have to make as a sheet metal worker?
We're the only trade that really takes our product from start to finish. We measure, install, and build everything ourselves. So we measure, install, build it to each specific job.
And as I understand it, your apprenticeship was 5 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
why so long? Why did you have to apprentice for 5 years?
Our trade's really broad. You know, We have a welding program, a service program. We test, adjust, and balance the systems. We have our own CAD department, so sheet metal workers do the blueprints for our side. And
when did you decide to become a sheet metal worker? When did you realize this was for you?
I started my apprenticeship in 2009. Originally, I wanted to be a pipe fitter. I was interested in welding. And then I got on at Bombard Mechanical as a pipe fitter pre-apprentice. But I quickly learned that I'd much rather be a sheet metal worker.
What do you like about it?
Being a sheet metal worker is just more broad of a trade than pipe fitting.
It sounds like kind of like Tony, where it's not the same thing for 8 hours a day, day after day. Where you've got a wide variety of things that come at you.
Yeah, every job's very different from the last. So.
Yeah, when you were first weighing your options in 2008, 2009, did you ever think about college?
I actually went to a community college for 2 years, mm-hmm. changed my major around, wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, then moved to Nevada from Michigan and quickly got into the apprenticeship program from there.
What led you to choose that? A lot of people, I imagine, would make decisions and think, maybe college is where I should be going. That's sort of the stereotypical thing. But you chose this over college, the apprenticeship. Why so? Why did you stop at that point in terms of education?
When I was going to college, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. I was always interested in building things and started checking out the apprenticeship programs and seemed like that was the route for me.
So how important is the money? I mean, what can a sheet metal worker gets well into his career? What does a good sheet metal worker make?
A good sheet metal worker probably start around 80 grand or so.
That's a good salary.
Yeah.
That's a good salary. So is that you kind of working your way toward that that kind of salary ranges?
Well, I just graduated in July, so that's about the salary I'm at now.
So getting started. Okay, you're at the beginning of your career. Companies like Bombard, do they rely on working with the union to train workers for them?
Yes. All of our training comes from...
That's the process.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Tony Humphreys, how important was it for you to have a union organizing the training?
It was life-changing. I had been through some tough times, worked in the gaming industry for, 20 years. And when the economy crashed in 07, here I am. I worked my way all the way up to upper middle management. And so I'm in that position and I don't have a degree, so I'm the first one out. Struggled for a little bit, went from making, 86 grand a year to 20. And then was fortunate enough to get accepted to the training program. And now I can make a decent living. I love what I do because it's always new. You don't get stuck in that rut. It's challenging. I stay in pretty decent shape. I'm truly grateful to the program. Like I said, I spent probably 20 years keeping the unions out of the industries, and now I'm all about it and wish I would have started at a very young age.
That's a big transformation to make, I would imagine. Where did that begin to come full circle for you? I mean, at what point did you realize, wait a minute, the union experience and all of this is really pretty important?
When I'm going back to get my degree now. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I was making more in the casino industries than people with degrees. At the same time, there's no such thing as job security. There's no pensions. There's no security. If you leave for 2 weeks, you're not sure if you have a job when you come back from vacation. You never know. It's just it's a tough industry, and I'm sure a lot of industries are the same. That's my experience from it anyway. If I want some time off in the union, I tell them, hey, I'm going to take a couple weeks off. I come back. I sign in. I go right to work. It's totally different. I'm sometimes you got to remember I'm just labor, but at the same time, I always have a job.
Now, at the same time, I can imagine people listening to what you're saying, thinking, well, this sounds like a big step back. You were in casinos, you were a dealer for a long time, you lost your job, but then you begin training with the Teamsters, kind of midway through your career, if you will. Do you think of it that way?
It was a setback, but now it's probably one of the best things that's ever happened to me. And like I said, I wish I would have started it a lot younger instead of wasting 20 years in a different industry. I'd have a lot going on for me now if I'd have been 20 years in this industry.
We're talking about apprenticeships, vocational training. We're talking with Tony Humphreys, who works in the convention and trade show industry, and Logan White, who is a sheet metal worker with Bombard Mechanical. Now, also joining us is Dan Gawker. He's Associate Vice President, Division of Workforce, Economic Development, and Apprenticeship Studies at the College of Southern Nevada. Dan Gawker, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We've talked about the union role in training, but how much schooling is required for these jobs? I mean, Logan was saying 5 years of apprenticeship. That's a lot. Is that typical, or is that unusual?
No, that's pretty typical. You have all manner of trades, from the Teamsters at 2 years to the sheet metal, pipe fitters, electrical at 4 and 5 years. And you consider all the facets of that program. It takes that long to learn everything. You can't do it in a 4-year, 3-year, 2-year program, depending on what it is. And just by way of explanation, my background, I am a journeyman electrician. I served an apprenticeship in Las Vegas in 1974. So I'm very familiar with apprenticeship and the function. I also sat on the State Apprenticeship Council that oversees all the programs in Nevada. That schooling comes from Nevada revised statutes and federal requirements that every apprenticeship program registered within Nevada has to have a minimum of 144 hours. Most of them far exceed that only because of the technical skills required, and then they fine-tune them on the job. And the words from apprenticeship documents, and I have some dated 1600 that I got from England, is to learn the art and mystery of a trade. That is very appropriate today as it was before, where the art is the how-to and the mystery is why it happens. Mm-hmm. And regardless of whether it's learning a forklift with the Teamsters or air balance with the sheet metal, or in my particular case, hooking up transformers, each trade has its own unique requirements, unique specifications that has to be learned. And typically you learn from a journeyman who learned from his journeyman, and it goes on forever. My father served an apprenticeship and graduated in 1951, so it's in my family. It's been there forever. Mm-hmm. All my siblings have served apprenticeships.
We often talk about college and vocational training as if they were opposites, but vocational skills are now at a point where they require some sophisticated learning. Many jobs are computerized. Do we need to, as a country, do we need to drop that distinction between book learning and vocational learning?
There is no difference. When you graduate from high school, you have a mindset of what you want to be when you grow up. Now, whether your path takes you through an apprenticeship to learn those skills or through a 2 or 4 year college to learn those skills, the ultimate goal is to get a job in your chosen career. I've had several different careers. Journeyman is my pride and joy. I have my journeyman ticket. It's put in what they call put in the IO, where it's inactive as far as paying dues. But that will never go away, no more than my master's degree will ever go away. So they are not unique. Apprenticeship, many people call it the original 4-year degree. It takes just as much study. It is just as academically rigorous as a bachelor's degree, except that you're not going into that academia, per se, into the formal education world. You're going in the world of work. And quite frankly, all the colleges were built by tradesmen. They weren't built by PhDs. So I don't see them as uniquely separate. They're an integral part of our society.
Mm-hmm. Tony Humphries and Logan White, how much of your training required classroom work, whether it was a CSN or elsewhere, and then work on books and computers? Was that a big chunk of the learning process for you?
There is, for my industry, there was a lot of classroom work. We would sit in a classroom for a week, and then we would go out and get hands-on at the training facility for another 40 hours. So you would have like 40 hours of book time, 40 hours of hands-on. At the same time while you're in the program, you're out working with journeymen doing that same type of field. So it's like a three-phase learning.
What about you, Logan White?
In our apprenticeship, the first 2 years is a lot of math and reading, and then once you graduate, if you want to go to CSN, finish up your 2-year degree, our apprenticeship will pay for that also.
Dan Gelker, what are the entry requirements for people who want to go to CSN and want to explore or undertake this kind of training?
Well, the entry requirements, we need to kind of separate. In order to take apprenticeship classes at CSN, you have to be an indentured apprentice in the program you're seeking. You can't just come up and sign up, for example, for Teamsters or Sheet Metal. There's a very rigorous selection process. Each trade has their own unique process. It includes a pre-aptitude test, interviews, pre-qualifications, if you will, credit for previous experience. There's a lot of components involved. In our apprenticeship division, I have 21 different trades, and each one has its own unique selection process. Basically, you have to be 18, and that comes from OSHA because of safety. You have to have a high school diploma or GED. And then the other qualifications as required by the specific trade. And then once that's done, their names are sent to me and they're registered at CSN to get credit for their studies at the program.
So, Tony Humphries, when you were making the change in your life a few years ago, going from one thing to the other, that rigorous process that Dan Gelker is talking about, what did you have to do to get accepted as an apprentice or to get accepted in your industry?
There was an interview process. I went through the interview process was about a month long. And then I got a call back. I walked in. They said, congratulations, you're in the top 13%. You scored very well. I said, thank you. They said, we're only accepting the top 10.
Oh, dear.
I was like, oh. So then, you know, about a year later, I got a call. And they said, congratulations, you've been accepted. So I went down and asked some questions, you know, and I'm like, okay, when does training start and how much does it pay? And they're like, oh, no, you don't get paid for this. It's on you. I just broke my ankle at my job. I was out of work, just started working again. And then I was going to, like, take another 6 weeks off to go through the program. And I just took the leap of faith, and it was worth it.
Logan White, was the experience for you similar? Where they said, yeah, it's you're going to have to pay for all this stuff.
Our apprenticeship's different. The apprentice doesn't actually pay for any schooling on our side. To get into the program, you have to pass your math and reading test. And then based on that, they take the top applicants to go for an interview. In my class, they took 80 apprentices. Things were still kind of booming in this town around then. In July, about 40 of us graduated. So the apprenticeship cut about 50% of the class out. And now they're taking about 20 kids per class per year.
So it's like half of what it was, or a quarter of what it was.
Yeah.
Hmm. Dan Gawker, is it necessary to be fairly good in the fundamentals? Do you need to be pretty good with math? Do you need to be a good reader?
It's imperative.
Yeah.
I think most people need to realize that our textbooks, whether it be college or the trades, they're not written at a low level. They're written at about a good, strong 8th or 9th grade level. So it's not be able to string the words together. You need to understand what the words say, and math is absolutely imperative. You simply could not survive in the trade without a good math background.
Are there other core requirements that many students would have to take, composition, political science, literature, things like that? I mean, are there other elements too, or are those not really?
They're not as important as the math and reading for the apprenticeship programs. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be well-versed as a citizen, absolutely you need to do that. And that's where CSN comes in for the general education side of that degree sheet. The special programs, the trades, are very adept at teaching the specifics that they need to become a journey-level worker, whether it be sheet metal or teamster or, in my case, electrician. So the add-on pieces, we've already mentioned kind of the management piece. If you work in the trade, at some point you might be assigned the duties as foreman. So not only do you need the trade skills, you need to be able to manage your men and women, of course, manage your crew. The work with the Bombard Mechanical, we've heard their name. You need to be able to work with management. And in the case of the Teamsters, you have a huge contact with the customer, who is the vendors that are coming to set the booth. You need to be able to talk to those folks. So you can't just go out there and be a mathematician and can't put two intelligent sentences together. So it's important that they get all of those skills. It makes them a very versatile worker.
Yeah. Logan White, Tony Humphreys, was CSN a good teacher? Did you get what you needed there in your time at CSN?
I have absolutely gotten what I needed out of the program. I've chosen to further my education because of it. Not exactly taking classes at CSN right now doesn't quite fit with my weird work schedule, but I am going to be meeting with Dan to further my education in some of the other areas.
So I would imagine you're going to have a chance to talk to friends, to siblings perhaps, who are thinking about careers, maybe to young kids you meet who are thinking about careers like this, journeyman types of careers, taking a route similar to yours. What would you tell them, Logan?
The program worked out really well for me. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with where my career is going.
Yeah. Tony Humphreys, I mean, you've had some other experiences in your life.
I have, and I'm going to repeat what my grandfather said to me. My grandfather was a union construction worker for his entire life, got in as a young kid, saw me in gaming and said, son, you need to quit gambling with your life and get a union job, a union trade. The union's the only thing going to take care of you. And, you know, I was young. I knew it all. I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. To this day, I wish he was alive so I could tell him how right he was.
Tony Humphreys works with Teamsters Union Local 631 in the trade show industry. Logan White works as a sheet metal worker at Bombard Mechanical and is connected with Sheet Metal Workers Local 88. Dan Gawker is Associate Vice President, Division of Workforce, Economic Development and Apprenticeship Studies at the College of Southern Nevada. Thank you all very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Good having you here.
Thank you. It was an honor.